This is Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tina. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, too. We're plugging through the week slowly but surely, so that's a good thing, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
And it's Thursday already, so someone said
sure,
in our meeting
there.
Today. Yeah, they said Happy Friday Eve. I thought, oh, I like that even better.
There you go.
Yeah. So I just wanted to touch base because I was confused. I saw some notes that they had called you to do part of the client interview, and then there was some conversation about how you didn't want to have a website. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah. I really shouldn't have signed up for the Local Splash lead situation at all to begin with. I kind of got the salesperson who called me told me, you know, it was one spot left and half off and all this, and I kind of went for it. But thinking about it now, I want to build this business correctly and slowly, and whenever I do a website, I'd like to be very much involved, but I'm not at a place where I want to do that right now. So if there's a way for me to get some leads, great, but I'm not ready to commit to a website at this point.
This is just
a side hustle. You know, I'm still keeping my full-time job. This is just something I'm doing
on
the side.
Makes sense.
And so, yeah, that's kind of
get it. I get it. What I would suggest, if you're open to it, is let us at least launch it in the meantime so that – because it helps you with your tracking, because when you see the dashboard, you'll be able to see how many people clicked on your website, how many people clicked to call you. Obviously, the website in and of itself isn't the value to what we do. The value to what we do is in the placement, you know, making sure that you're being found when people are trying to hire you, right? So that's the main thing. But, you know, especially since they're not charging extra for it, because if you get to the point where you're like, look, I want to just make my own site 6 months from now and I want to replace it with that, you could always, you know, just have us take our site down and put that fancy site that you build down the road back up, you know, which you have
right.
The option to do. But I'll tell you, only because I've been doing this for 13 years, I've talked to so many business owners over the years, and that's the main reason that they don't have sites up is who has time for it, right? So even
right.
When you do get the time and this becomes more than a side hustle to you, you know, they tell me, oh, a week turns into a month and a month turns into 6 months and now 2 years go by and they still don't have a site up. So, you know, I would highly recommend, I mean, especially since we're not even charging you for it, at least have it up there as a little platform that can promote some of your basic services. And then you do have the option if, you know, on the nights or weekends, if you had a second to go in and, you know, upload a before and after photo or you had some cool content to put on it, of course, you're going to be able to do that on your end and it would be, you know, updated on the site within 1 to 3 business days. But, you know, that way at least you kind of have a little bit more credibility for an end user when they do find you on the first page rather than just seeing your business name and your phone number. They'd have just a little bit of extra credibility to give them that, you know, warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you, you know, prior to picking up the phone and calling you.
That all makes sense. I'm just saying at this stage, I prefer to proceed without a website. Is that even possible? It seems like you guys are saying it's not possible. Is it possible to proceed without a website?
It is possible on a special request, but yeah, I just, you know, I highly recommend it. I just, you know, if you Google, you know, tree services near you, I'm sure you'll find some people on the first page that don't have websites, and that's fine too. But, you know, it just seems like the people that have sites get better results just because you
yes.
have that extra tracking mechanism, you know.
I don't doubt that for a second. I feel that way myself. Like when I type in a company is going to do a service for me, they don't have a website, I kind of get sketched out. Like I'm with you, but at this
right.
point, at this point, I'm not really after a lot of jobs. Just a couple of jobs a week is going to be plenty for me right now, and
right.
so it's not of utmost importance for me to attract a lot of people. And whenever I do a website, like I said, I want it to be just the way I like it. So I still prefer to go with that.
I'll tell them not to do the site then. That's no problem. But I just want to encourage you that if you're only able to do a couple of jobs per week, why not focus on a high-end job or someone that's willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service as opposed to someone that's out there price shopping? And I'm pretty sure that most of the price shoppers are going to call the Mickey Mouse companies up there that don't have sites, right? Usually the high-end clients are going to call the ones with the sites. So, you make
a good point, other than a lot of times those high-end clients and those high-cost jobs are also extremely time-consuming because they require more machinery or more climbing, and they're more complicated, they have more rigging whenever there's removal, things like that. So, I'm kind of looking for smaller. Yeah, right now I'm kind of looking for smaller jobs. Smaller jobs on a pretty infrequent basis at this stage.
Okay, let me put that. Client wants to focus on smaller
jobs. I hesitate to put the ones that you can get in and out quick and easy, right?
Kind of thing. Not to say that it's a smaller job, but if it's a job that you can complete in 2 days and get paid right on the spot, that's going to be better than some big high-end job for maybe an HOA where there's a lot of red tape involved, right? I kind of understand what you're saying.
Exactly. I'm not scared of big trees. But
we had a huge eucalyptus tree in front of our house, and it was providing so much shade in the summer, and I loved it. And one day they came, because we do have an HOA, and they took it all down. I was so upset about it. I tried to call the HOA president and stop it. And she said they would have, but that at that point the tree company had already cut the top half off. So they're now it's lopsided and we have to take it down. We can't leave it up there like that. But it was amazing when they were cutting those stumps, they would fall to the ground and our whole house would shake. It felt like it was an earthquake or something. It was amazing how you guys do that, you know?
Yeah, it really is.
So you're solid on that, right? You prefer not to have the website up at this time, right? Or do you want
to? At this time, correct.
Okay, you got it. I'll make a note of it. No problem. Okay, all right. In the meantime, have a really great rest of your evening.
Thanks so much. Appreciate you.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate you as well.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right.